Lecture topic, Allah Ta'ala knows what is best for us.
We must try to adopt a policy or habit. So when you wake up in the morning, try to make the dua that you all love. The whole day, whatever I do, I'm going to do it for your pleasure. Because once you put this in your heart that you're doing for His pleasure, then inshallah, you continue doing it. Every day, make the dua. It is stamped in your heart. Make it easy. So anything that you're doing, you're doing for His pleasure. So nothing else, you must not be any other motives. You mustn't come to the masjid because you're sick. Then you get cured, then you come to the masjid with that. Or you're going through any difficulties of any kind of business. You know what to do, you let people to the masjid. And then Allah Ta'ala gives you everything that you give the masjid. Because you're not going for His pleasure, you're going for a purpose. The relationship with Allah Ta'ala must be only one thing, His pleasure. But He wants to give you, He does not give you, He can decide. Many a time, a father, the son comes and says, He wants this, He wants that. Father, don't give it to him. Does not give him at all. He cries and everything, yet is not given. He wants that certain thing, He wants it. But the father knows what is good for him. He will not give him at all. The bhai child can cry also. Like you and I sometimes crying for someone, now give me certain things. Allah decides that I know what is good for you. وَإِنْ تَقْرَوْا شَيْءٍ فَوَفَرْ لَكُمْ وَإِنْ تَحِبُّوا شَيْءٍ فَوَفَرْ. Many are things that you love so much but not good for you. Many are things that you not like but is good for you. Allah Ta'ala said, Allah Ta'ala knows best. Whatever happens to us, Allah Ta'ala knows best. Whatever happens in our life, you want certain things and we need that thing, we want it no matter what it is. But then we don't get it. You try your level best to do everything. You don't get it. You must accept it. You must say, that is good for me. Many a time a person wants to get married to someone. He wants to get married to that person. He tries all his level best. In the end, he does not get married. There's no such thing at this point of his life. I think that's what is good for me. I know a friend of mine who worked very hard to become a judge. Worked very hard. In the end, he didn't become a judge. Became very despondent. He does not know that Allah not making a judge was good. What would happen if he did some wrong things? Allah. Like this one person was a very great person, Madinatul Munawwara. He was a judge. And one day, what happened? When case came, and then he winked his eyes toward one of the plaintiffs and said, come, sit where the shade is. However, he just didn't give it a good intention. But next moment, when he passed away, when he put in the grave, after some time, someone opened the grave with a very big insect in his eyes. Mm-hmm. He's not insect of the world. He's an insect of something else. He was surprised. They asked everyone, what a brave, brave person, what happened to this person. So that this one incident that took place. So you want to become something, but you don't know that man is not good for you. I want a person who will become a very rich man. You want to learn to rich man. Don't look at anyone rich and say, Allah made me like him. Don't ever do that. But you don't know how he became rich, whether he's really truly rich, whether he's got money, everything, but haram. How he achieved that money. Many a person trying to say, you know, that person is a very rich man, let me become like him. He's got beautiful cars. That beautiful cars mean nothing. How he achieved that money? One person, you know, he saw Khizr al-Islam, and he told Khizr al-Islam, I want to become a rich person. No, happiest person in the world. He won't become happy. Even happy. So before I made dua for you that way, because see in this world who's happy. Then you, whoever you see very happy, tell me that I made dua for you on that person. He went everywhere. Even he saw that person very happy, this person very happy, everyone happy. But every time you're looking at them, you say, no, I don't know what this is. True story behind this person. Then suddenly he saw one person, very, very happy. No one happy like him. Very rich. Beautiful wife. wonderful children, everything of the best. He looked and said, no, I can tell Khidr al-Islam to make dua like this person. But lucky he was a wise person. He said, let me ask this person first, before I do anything. Don't jump into conclusion, then look at a person. A very big lesson is for every one of us. The moment he saw that, and then said the person, the owner of shop and business, said, you know what, I look at you, I see you so happy. I've never seen anyone happy like you. He told him, look, boy, don't ever make dua for me. Help me come back. Don't ever make dua. Then he gave his dua. Hazrat, he gave us his dua. He says, you know what? I had the most beautiful wife. And what happened? She became very sick. When she became very sick, and she's on a dying bed, she says that, you know, why are you crying? If I die, you get married again. With his stupidity, he made a very bad mistake and cut his part, which was not supposed to be done. To give her a guarantee that it never would happen. But the tables turned after that. The tables turned that she became cured, and she became very, very cured. It's obvious that what happened, that he could not fulfill her desires. And he said, all these my children are here, is not my children. Or tell me which man could be more unhappy than that guy. The Hazrat gave us this incident to tell us that don't ever think that you look at someone and jump to any kind of conclusions that I want to become like this person, that person. So then he went to Khidr al-Islam, 20, says, I cannot see anyone. He said, make dua for Afia. That's why Afia is the greatest dua. Anyone goes to Hajj and Umrah, the dua that he always made in the Masjid of Allah. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made dua. So don't just think that you want to become like this person and that person. You don't know what that person is going through. And don't sometimes Allah does not give you a lot of things because Allah knows that this person is remembering me, meaning tomorrow he'll forget. Forget. In the time of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there was a person who should be every majlis of Nabi Kareem. Does not miss one majlis too. So many majlis, but every, not one jamaat he missed. Every namaz of Nabi Kareem. So one day, you know, he said, Nabi Kareem, make dua for me, Allah must give me a lot of wealth. So he told him that, why don't you become like me? That one day I eat and one day I don't eat. And one day I make shukar, one day sabah. See? If Rasulullah said, if I wanted the mountain, I was told that mountain of gold to become gold, it made gold for me. But stay there. However, he went to, after some time he comes back and said, Nabi Kabiya, there's a main dwarf, which, so I'll give up charity. You know, that's telling all those things. So he began, when he began to say those things, I think it was good intention. So he made dua for him. So he made dua for him that Allah Ta'ala gave him so much dua. But now I mentioned that he missed one, not one namaz in Rasulullah. To be in a company of the Nabi, the greatest thing that is. What a great thing to be all the time in a company of Rasulullah and not missing one salat. Gradually, when he became very rich, he had to go in the outskirts of Medina to stay. Now he has gone very rich now. See, you want to become rich. You're not prepared to listen to Nabi Kareem told him that this is what is good for you, what for me now. When he said that, you must listen. However, he went out. He started missing namazes, man. Lord, miss jamaat. Then only asr namaz would come. Gradually, the asr namaz also went. And then on Jummah day, Rasulullah was sitting on the khutbah. I said, where is this person? Ya Rasulullah, he is very busy in the world. La Jummah wa la Jama'ah. So no Jummah also. I'm trying to tell you, this is the condition that that time Rasulullah said. No Jummah at all. It was so hurt. Naveen was very hurt. It was so hurt. And that's the time that Zakat came about. And Zakat came about. Just imagine, Rasulullah sent people out to collect zakat. Some people went to him to collect zakat. What do you think he said? Instead of accepting and giving the zakat, he said, this is tax, what is this? It's all my money. Why must I give it? He failed to realize who sent the tax. Who sent it? He made a secret. Thereafter, it so happened that when told Nabi Karim that this is what happened, Rasulullah said, no. For so heard that Allah Ta'ala, when you heard Nabi Karim, you heard Allah Ta'ala. Remember one thing, you mustn't think when you heard Nabi Karim, you will definitely allow people. Because Allah Ta'ala says, if you want my Muhammad, follow Nabi Karim. You follow Rasulullah, you follow Nabi, you follow Allah Ta'ala. And now Allah Ta'ala sent the ayat down. وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ عَهَدَ اللَّهُ لَيْنْ آتَانَ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ لَنَصَّدَّقَنَّ وَلَنَكُونَّ مِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ. Allah says, when I give things to people, they begin to pledge. لَيْنْ آتَانَ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ, through your mercy that you give, they say, you know, Allah, through your mercy. لَنَصَّدَّقَنَّ وَلَنَكُونَّ مِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ. I'll give out charity and I'll become very pious. Now we say, now we also say, I'll become rich, I'll do this, I'll do that, I'll do everything. So you said this in the Allah. But the moment Allah says, when I gave them all, they made bukhl. Bukhl means stinginess. They forgot all the promises. Like how, you know, a person will be surprised when he goes to his bypass in the hospital. You see, you know, I come out, I've been this challenge, I've been that challenge. I do all kinds of things because he knows he's going to go now. But the moment that bypass went through, all pass. And he also bypassed. He forgot all these things. Whatever he had then to tell, he did nothing. So no one told him to do, but he says himself. So when he said this, when this ayat came down, this ayat is very dangerous for me. Ranna down. But the one who wanted to do, they go against their words. فَعَقَبُ نِفَاقْ إِلَىٰ يَوْمِيَا فُمْ قِيَامًا. In fact, in other words, Allah took away the greatest gift as iman. Was taken away from him. And once Iman was taken away, then he came running to Rasulullah. He said, Allah's command has already been given. They can't accept it. They did not accept anything from him. So you mustn't do what you want, you must do what he wants. What is good for you is good for you. You don't know he kept in this condition this. You want to drive this, you want to drive a helicopter, you don't want to drive a jalebi. That is better for you because that at least keep you low. Allah Ta'ala knows. You don't go to the skies. You can't go on the ground properly. So Allah Ta'ala has given you something. Accept that. If you feel that half loaf bread is for you today is very good, alhamdulillah. Tomorrow you tell no to. But it's no such thing what you want. It's what he wants. Our relation with Allah Ta'ala must be two things, sabr and shukr. That two things always remember. So it so happened that this person, this is what it is. How Allah keeps you. Don't look at, that's why they say, don't look at people higher than you as far as the world is concerned. Always look at people lower than you when it comes to world. If you always think of a person very rich, but look at people who are lower than you. If you look at people lower than you, that's a recurring subject, not me. He's giving us a remedy that how you can live in this life, a peaceful life, a life of contentment, you know. Ibn Mubarak Ali, in his early days, he should only live with high class people. Very high people. Oh, what must I tell you? He should be so high, but he never felt what happened. But everyone should beat him. If you got something higher than him, someone else higher than him, there was no joy in him. Because there's a competition, like how we got today too. There's a competition. He definitely got a Lamborghini, so I must get a helicopter. You know? So I must beat everyone. But immediately the moment you begin to take something lower than you. In other words, Rasulullah said that if you got shoes, look at the person with no shoes. If you got legs, look at the person with no legs. If you got a house, look at the person with no house. Everything you look at that when that, you know, like you're driving a car. Did you any time think like that? You're driving a car, you see a person standing, a Muslim or anyone on the stone, you know, waiting for a bus, waiting for this, raining everything, and you're driving so nicely, you know, whatever car. But driving nicely and going. Do you ever thank Allah Ta'ala for that? Did you ever think, Ya Allah, you gave me this? No. Look at that man waiting for hours. You know what will happen. You know what is going to reach his destination. Yeah, I bought this car, but no matter what, how cheap this car is, but it's taking me to my destination. Did you ever thank Allah Ta'ala for that? Delivery time, you see people are, you know, they're picking up the dirt bin, they need food, from there, picking up. You thank Allah, you gave us some of the rosy. Did you ever think that? See, a person must have the remembrance of Allah Ta'ala on his heart. Then he remembers the name of Allah Ta'ala. Look at that person. Did you ever thank Allah Ta'ala that you find sometimes your shop is so busy, the next person's shop is not busy? Did you make dua for that other person or not? Like in Makkah Sharif once, a person who was very, very busy. He was so busy that it so happened that the one customer came and said, I want to buy certain things. He said, no, buy from that shop. Where you saw today, you don't do that. You want to make sure you mustn't go there. Say, buy from that shop. Say, no, I came to buy from you. I want to buy. Say, I want you to buy from there. Say, but why are you staying in your country? Say, I'm very busy. I want him to get busy too. But then what Allah Ta'ala gives you more and more. In other words, this is how it's supposed to be. To look at people lower than you, not higher than you. When it comes to dunya, look at people lower than you. The reason why you look lower than you is because today you're eating something as if not eating that food, but today shikar for now. One of the Tani Rahmatullah Ali, and the Tani Rahmatullah Ali, when he went to Mormon, the very big Muslim, who went to meet him, it was night time. That time no such thing as restaurants and all. So he came quite late. He said, hey, you came this time, no food, no problem. You know, he said, I'll go to the restaurant. He said, which restaurant is open for you? So the food came from house. The food came, it was masked with dal. You know, ordinary dal. He was told him, what food do you want? Hazrat, this is so food. MashaAllah, Sahaba ne bhi nahi khaya. Sahaba did not eat that food. So what I'm trying to say to you is that always take yourself, always look at you lower than you. Can you change your wife today, give you one food, yesterday's food? You don't have to share food, but face to her, but why yesterday's food? What do you mean yesterday's food? I was eating. But if you think the Sahaba does not eat this too, you know one baker, his bread, the stale bread, was more expensive than the fresh bread. And people, Hazrat gave us an incident for a reason. A stale bread more than fresh bread, and people should buy the stale bread and leave the fresh bread. Someone asked them after that, but why is it you're selling the stale bread more expensive than the fresh bread? He said, the reason is because the stale bread is more nearer to Nabi Karim Sazam than the fresh bread. As far as time is concerned, time is concerned. With that sincerity, people should buy more instead. So it's a blessing for us to the wife being safe food in front of you. Think of this incident. If you think of this incident, you eat before the same food, you say, no, I don't eat the fresh, I will eat the same food. With that intention, like this, you get sawab also. Then you're getting more near to Nabi, because you won't get angry also. Yes, sir. So how Hazrat should give us all these incidents to make us strong that when we are faced with this kind of situations, how to save the person, you know, sure, respect the person. So everything that we do, you must understand, look at people lower than you. Lower than you. If you got a beautiful car, look at the person with the car. And how many of us, if you got a beautiful car, did you sit on a car and make shukr to Allah? Did you make shukr to Allah? If you walk clothing to Hazrat, you always say, Mun'im haqiqi, anything that you say, Ya Allah, you gave me this clothing. Did you wear the beautiful clothing? Did you ever say, Ya Allah, you gave this clothing? Or you just wore the clothing to her, I'm looking smart, you know. I'm going to admire people, I'm admiring, you know. That's your intention. But the person who will, he can drive the beautiful car to. But did he, when he set the car, did pride come into him? Oh, humility. Humility will only come and sit in a beautiful car, but especially when you're young, I'm not good with this car. I thank you, gave it. Then do that, you won't commit sin. So most important is look at people lower than you. Don't look at people higher than you. Because if you look at people higher, then you never go higher. Ibn Mubarak Mubarak says, after that, when I went to look at people lower than me, then I came to realize how much I made shukr to Allah Ta'ala for everything. May shukr in there. Only shukr can come when you look at people lower than you. This is very important. It just came. I did not have that in mind also. Maybe one asked, Barakah said, Allah Ta'ala put into my heart this thing. I was not supposed to speak on that. So, but maybe it's the most important thing today. That every one of us. So when you look at when you wear clothing today, you have to show up with the clothing. Why don't you show up your clothing for? When they're going to clothing, Allah, I thank you for giving this clothing. But don't look at the next person. If you've got this quality of looking always at those people lower than you to get them, then it so happens that you begin to not have pride in you. Pride. Because if you see a person lower than you, you begin to appreciate and believe and look at this. And your heart becomes soft also. You begin to want to help you too. But Nabi Karjah, when it comes to deen, look at pride. Look what he said. When it comes to deen, look at pride. If that person being tahajjud namaz, I must also be tahajjud namaz. I must try. Now you're not looking down at him, not in jealous for him, but if he can do it, why must I not do it? So if you see another person being too much Quran, let him be for me, I must also beat him. Well, here's the thing that Islam teaches us. Look at Qul Hai Devi. Hey, that person never missed one tabir ula, I must beat him also. But no one will do that. But if that person makes waking up 1 o'clock in the morning for a business, for R1 million, I must beat him for that. No one. And you don't know whether you will get that R1 million. So look at people when it comes to deen. But no, that person is keeping so much fast, let me also keep fast. That person keep away from doing so much Quran, let me keep Quran. Those kind of things, you know, for that person, you know, Alhamdulillah, he got not one qaza namaz. He worked so hard, he got not one qaza namaz. Let me try, if I got qaza namaz, let me put it right. For that person, you know, every good thing is a charitable eyes, my small one. Remember one thing, charity does not mean how much you give. Charity does not mean how much you give, it's how you give. Is how you give. That was Sahaba Ikram's one first little bit is worth Mount Uhud. And what I was is nothing. You know, there was a Buzruk, you know. He was going. While he was going, he thought, I'm going to meet my friend after so long. I forgot to take something, but let me take some sticks. Not from some house. On the road, he picked up a stick. So he picked up the stick, and let me go now. Like this. He made some food hot with that thing. Let me take the stick. So he got the sticks and got together and he went. When he went to the house, Salaam alaikum wa alaikum salam, what happened? You came, you brought the sticks. Yeah, on the road I thought and don't want to know. No, we mustn't think you must only go to sleep, people, when you got presents. You must go without presents. No. What that person feel? You feel nothing. You must be feeling nothing about it. That's not friendship. Friendship is you come without, so the present is okay. You come with the present, okay. Not that you must go and meet people, must take presents. This is not everything. The heart will be clean for the good thing. So you get on the way, I thought with the sticks are very important, you can make some food or whatever. But look at the Buzruk, how he appreciated it. The thing is, look at this, listen to what how he appreciated it. He told that person, he said, Haji, he said, please keep this stick properly. When I pass away, my ghusl water must be made with this stick. With that, inshallah, Allah will forgive me. Allah will forgive me. So that they how they should appreciate. So we must also appreciate. No. That person will give R1 to the masjid, you don't know, he may be more closer to Allah than you give R1 million. A person may be R1 million, another person wants R10. That R10 will be more closer to Allah. So always when it comes to deen, look at people higher than you. In that way, the Barakat is. There are times a lot of men buy, but this is the one thing on the table, because what's happening today is that everyone wants to become close to Allah Ta'ala, but no one really making effort to become close. And today's time is so happened that we see, what we see is that if we take stock of ourselves, we find that in every sitting of ours, every gathering of ours, and you came from Majlis, mashallah. Now this is a majlis, the gathering of that kind that we all know that inshallah it came with a sincerity that Allah Ta'ala saying that that majlis is full of barakah, Allah Ta'ala parishtha of the mean twa'i ma'atrat for you. But now when you go out from here, why must you go to another majlis against this majlis? Can you keep away from that majlis? Because most of the time you find that our people, they are mixing their majlis. They're coming here, they take the good from here, and they go out and they watch the good away. For example, now, they say, do not mix around the world with the gathering of that kind, where you find that you're bickering, backbiting, thinking bad of people, mocking people. Now you're thinking, now you, what did you learn from that? So if you go outside and do all that kind of thing, then you will know that that kind of gathering, Allah's rahmat not there. So whatever you achieve, yeah, when you go outside, what happens? You lose everything. You're like a person in Durood Sharif. Durood Sharif is a very great thing. It's so great. But with that Durood Sharif, Hazrat should say, we can give any amount of Durood Sharif, but after with that Durood Sharif, we will make yourself Rasulullah. You don't make yourself Nabi like Nabi Kanjur the Matur. You've got no beard, no sunnah in your life, but you make Durood Sharif. So the effect of Durood Sharif becomes weak. You not say you won't get it weak. If you wanted to likewise this thing to stay in good company, we have to learn to stay in good company. And we have to learn how to come out of the bad company too. Say in case we got into a company, unintentionally just got in, or you want to on walima, or you want to on gathering, and when you went there, it so happened that you just got mixed up. You walk away from there. No matter who that person is, you see that love for Allah is so strong, that no matter who that person is, you walk away from them. You don't look down at that person, but you make tawbah and say, Allah, I don't want to be in this company. This can be where the bickering taking place, where the backbiting taking place, where the, you know, all kind of things that, you know, not sort of mocking at people and all, but walk away from them. Then only that effect will take you. Gradually, when you begin to keep away from this kind of company, then you see, inshallah, ta'ala, all the time in the company of that person, Quran, Hadith, Zikr of Allah Ta'ala on side. You find people making a lot of zikr and everything. There's no effect because of this. So keep away from that company. All of us. Woman in love, one more, and woman like that. Says keep away from futile thoughts. These are called futile thoughts. In Jannah, and they are Qiyamah, you will be really hurt. Why I spend my time in company that is futile? Because there is everyone in nafsi. Everybody is looking for some good deeds. Now you're looking for certain good deeds. Not the time for good deeds yet. The time of good deeds is here. No matter how much they cash in. Cash in and what is for. Because there, every time Allah tells you the hisab in front of you, it mustn't be the other moon. Your father won't know you, your brother won't know you, your mother knows you, no one knows you. So let us try to not that. It's very important to be good deeds in us. Allah Ta'ala mentioned, اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى سيدنا محمد اللهم إنا نعبدك وشكرك وحسن اللهم أحسن عاقبتنا في الأمور الدنيا وأكرمنا من خزي الدنيا وعذاب القبر وعذاب فاطر السماوات أنت ولي في الدنيا والآخرة توفني مسلمون اللهم اسألك بالبركة والجنة ونعوذ بك من سخطك اللهم اللهم تبيك على الإيمان وأمتنا على الإيمان واخشونا يوم القيامة والنماء بحمة القرآن وحمة النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام وصلى الله تعالى على رسول الله برحمته وبركاته.